conquer public speaking anxiety and deliver a great presentation. Feeling nervous before stepping onto a big stage is normal because we all care about how others see us. Public speaking puts our reputation on the line, and we worry about being disliked or ignored. But don't let this fear stop you from sharing your ideas. Take Monica Lewinsky's TED Talk from 2015 as an example. She was nervous about millions of people watching her, but she still gave a powerful speech about her public shaming. Her bravery paid off with a standing ovation and positive reviews. Public speaking is a skill you can develop. Richard Turier, a 12-year-old from Kenya, invented a system to protect his family's cattle from lions. Although he was shy and struggled with English, he trained for just 6 months and gave an impressive TED Talk. If you decide to give a public speech, remember these tips. 1. Prepare thoroughly. Know your material inside and out. 2. Practice regularly. Rehearse your speech multiple times. 3. Engage with your audience. Make eye contact and be relatable. 4. Stay calm. Use deep breaths to manage anxiety. 5. Be confident. Believe in your message and yourself. Get personal and be trustworthy. Public speaking isn't just about delivering a speech, it's about connecting with your audience. Humans naturally resist ideas that challenge their beliefs. Imagine loving coffee despite warnings that it might cause cancer. Would you easily accept your professor's advice? Probably not. People defend their views by distrusting unfamiliar information. To win over your audience, you must break down these barriers. Making eye contact shows sincerity and builds trust. When you reveal vulnerability, like a cowboy entering a saloon without a gun, you show you're not a threat. This openness encourages your audience to lower their defenses. Being genuine and showing nerves can work in your favor. It humanizes you and makes your message more relatable. It's these personal touches that can turn a good speech into a memorable one. So, remember to connect personally and watch your audience become more open to your ideas. Complex ideas in a TED Talk. If you're a psychologist about to give a TED Talk on the prefrontal cortex and the experience simulator, follow these 5 steps to make these complex ideas clear and engaging for your audience. 1. Start with something everyone knows. Open with a relatable fact. For example, you might say, "I have 20 minutes to speak, but that's nothing compared to the 2 million years humans have been evolving." This gives your audience a familiar starting point. 2. Spark curiosity. Get people asking, "Why?" or "How?" Share an interesting fact like, "The human brain has tripled in size over the last 2 million years." This will make them curious about how and why this happened. 3. Break down concepts. Explain each idea one at a time to keep your audience engaged. Start by describing the prefrontal cortex as a major factor in brain growth. Then explain the experience simulator as a tool the prefrontal cortex uses to help us plan and avoid mistakes. 4. Use simple metaphors. Help your audience understand by comparing new ideas to familiar things. For example, say the experience simulator is like a flight simulator that lets you practice and prepare for real-life situations. 5. Give relatable examples. Make your talk memorable with easy-to-understand examples. For instance, explain that Ben & Jerry's doesn't make weird ice cream flavors because their prefrontal cortex helps them predict that they won't be successful. Effectively using visual aids. Modern technology offers us many ways to enhance our presentations with visuals like videos, photos, and graphs. While these can captivate audiences, not every talk benefits from them. For instance, personal topics may lose their impact if distracted by slides. However, in many cases, visual aids can significantly enhance understanding and engagement. They should always serve a clear purpose, such as illustrating concepts that words alone can't easily convey. For instance, an artist like Van Gogh benefits from showing specific colors he used, like zinc yellow, without mixing in other shades like Naples yellow. Each image should focus on one idea to avoid confusing the audience. Whether you're an artist or discussing scientific findings, aesthetically appealing visuals can reinforce your message effectively. They should be chosen carefully to complement your talk and engage your audience, promoting better understanding and retention of your ideas. Scripted or unscripted. Different people prepare for talks in different ways. Some find it helpful to write out a precise script beforehand, while others prefer to speak off the cuff. Creating a script has its advantages. It ensures that you cover everything you want to say within the time you have. It also helps you organize your thoughts clearly as you map out what to explain and in what order. Scripts can also prompt you to find simpler, more compelling ways to convey your ideas. Additionally, scripting helps you identify and remove any unnecessary content. On the other hand, giving an unscripted talk can bring its benefits. It often sounds more natural and spontaneous, which can engage your audience better. If you're knowledgeable about your topic, you might find that improvising allows for a more dynamic presentation. Ultimately, both approaches have strengths. The key is to choose the method that makes you feel most comfortable and confident when speaking. This flexibility was evident at TED, where they once insisted on talks without scripts until they realized that speakers perform best when they use their preferred style. For example, Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman struggled during rehearsals until he was allowed to use notes, leading to a successful presentation. Perfect outfit for presentation. Most of us cringe when we look back at old photos or videos of ourselves. To avoid feeling embarrassed about what you wear to your next presentation, follow these simple tips. First, check with the event host to see if there's a dress code. If there is, and you're okay with it, use it as a guide. It will help you blend in and not stand out for the wrong reasons. This matters because people make quick judgments based on appearances. If you dress differently from everyone else, you might come across as trying too hard or being unprepared. Also, find out if your talk will be filmed. If it is, avoid wearing all white or black because these colors can look odd on camera. Also, steer clear of tiny patterns that might create a distracting visual effect in the video, but the most important thing is comfort. If wearing a suit makes you feel uncomfortable, don't force it. Similarly, if you're more confident in a suit than in casual clothes, stick with what you know. The key is to choose an outfit that makes you feel comfortable and confident, even if it's just a polo and jeans. Manage stage fright. Adrenaline can surge through you at the thought of being on stage, which is a normal reaction. In the jungle, adrenaline helps you fight or run from danger, and on stage, it can push you to perform your best. But too much adrenaline can make you twitchy and nervous. Here's how to manage it. First, use your fear as motivation. Let it drive you to practice more and boost your confidence. Second, focus on your breathing. Deep, slow breaths help calm your nerves and give you a sense of control. Just a few deep breaths can make a big difference. The third is to drink water. Adrenaline can make you feel dehydrated and dry out your mouth, so staying hydrated helps you speak more clearly. Finally, look for friendly faces in the audience. Seeing people who support you can calm your nerves and boost your confidence. Key points. 1. Feeling nervous before public speaking is normal, but don't let it stop you from sharing your ideas. 2. Prepare and practice your speech to build confidence and connect with your audience. 3. Break down complex ideas into simple concepts and relatable examples to engage listeners. 4. Use visual aids effectively to enhance understanding without distracting from your message. 5. Choose a presentation style, scripted or unscripted, that makes you feel comfortable and confident. 6. Dress appropriately and comfortably for your audience to avoid distractions and enhance confidence. 7. Manage stage fright by using deep breathing, staying hydrated, and connecting with friendly audience members.